Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. It is Saturday, which means one thing. It is, of course, match day later on at the Emirates. Arsenal versus Brentford. Huge weekend of Premier League action coming up. Arsenal getting it underway. And then it is that huge game at Anfield tomorrow, Liverpool versus Manchester City. A win for Arsenal tonight, and they are sitting top of the Premier League for the first time since Christmas. And they can just sit back, relax, maybe, and watch what happens at Anfield, safe in the knowledge that whatever happens, they will be at least second going into the international break. Hopefully, if result goes their way, top going into the international break, which will be a very, very nice feeling for Mikel Arteta and his side indeed. Right, I am heading to the Emirates later on today. I'm in the press box today, not in the stands. I'm doing match coverage for Goal. So I'll be doing my live sort of reporting of the game on social media. If you need updates and stuff like that, then you know where to find me on social. Little bit to talk about today. We'll go over the predicted 11 for today. We've got plenty of comments from you guys in terms of what you want to see from the starting 11. Good news about Bukayo Saka as well, of course. Really good news about him. Mikel Arteta's landed himself the Premier League Manager of the Month award once again. Seventh time he's won that award now. He's been talking about Aaron Ramsdale, who will, of course, be starting for Arsenal a little bit later on because David Raya cannot play as he is on loan from Brentford. Right, let's get started. Let's go with the big news. Certainly a big boost for Arsenal going into this game. We thought he was probably going to be fit, given what Mikel Arteta said ahead of the game in his pre-match press conference. But Arsenal, whether this was intentional or it's just one that slipped through the net or not, posted this picture yesterday. It was in with their training pictures. The team trained at the Emirates ahead of the game. And although he wasn't front and centre, the eagle eyes of you will be able to see in the background there is one Bukayo Saka. So he has been training. That illness that forced him off early against Sheffield United has not kept him out of training ahead of the game. So you would expect he is certainly going to be starting later on today. There's been no sign of Gabriel Martinelli in any of the videos or any of the pictures. So we'll have to wait and see whether or not he is fit enough to feature either from the start or on the bench, or he just gets a rest completely ahead of the game against Porto. Hopefully that foot injury has not sort of turned into anything more significant. I'm sure we'll get some comments from Mikel Arteta after the game today, one way or the other, if Gabriel Martinelli is not involved. But he might be involved just because he's not in the pictures. Of course, that does not mean anything because we see it time in, time out every week. There's an injury doubt, not in the pictures, but then he turns up in the game. But this one, again, whether it slipped through the net, I don't know. But you can see for yourself, if you're watching on YouTube, there is a very clear picture of Bukayo Saka in the background there during Arsenal's training session yesterday. So that is good news. And then predicted 11-wise, I think he's going to start Bukayo Saka. I've gone for Trossard on the left. I'm leaving Martinelli out of this. If Martinelli is 100% fit, I think he probably will start. But I'm sort of, this is a guess, that just a hunch that he's not 100%. and he might get a rest ahead of the game against Porto. So I'm going with Leandro Trossard on the left, but Bukayo Saka on the right. So here's my predicted 11 for the game. I've gone Aaron Ramsdale in goal. Obviously, no David Raya, so it's definitely going to be Aaron Ramsdale. I'm going with the same back four. In fact, I'm going for the same team that we saw against Sheffield United, just with Trossard coming in for Martinelli. So White, Saliba, Gabriel, Kivior, Jorginho at the base of that midfield again. Rice playing in that more advanced role alongside Martin Odegaard. And then I'm sticking with Kai Havertz as a central striker. I was pondering whether Gabriel Jesus might come in for this game. He might be given 60 minutes ahead of possibly starting against Porto. But I think Mikel will probably keep it as is and keep with the formation and the players who've been playing so well in recent weeks and picking up such good results. So Saka, Havertz, Trossard as the front line for me. So there's my predict 11. Ramsdale, White, Saliba, Gabriel, Kivior, Jorginho, Rice, Odegaard, Saka, Trossard and Kai Havertz. This is what you guys have been saying in the build-up to the game. Thank you very much, as always, for all the comments you've been leaving. I pulled a few of them together to see what you guys have been saying. Jay Munyard at the top says, hi, Charles. I agree. A draw for City would be good. He's talking about the game against Liverpool on Sunday, where I said I'd probably, if I had to choose one, I'd go for a draw for that game. You say, hi, Charles. Agree. A draw for City would be good, but I believe we must beat City. Would like to see Emile Smith Rowe have some starts. I'm worried he might not play for Arsenal again. Yes, Kai has been playing good lately, but the first half of the season he was being carried. He deserved the questions on him. Would other players given the amount of minutes that Kai had, would they be playing good too? Don't know. Not necessarily. Look at Willian, for example, was given lots of minutes, given lots of time to adjust and get into the team by Mikel Arteta. Never really happened. I think Kai Havertz deserves a lot of credit for the character and attitude that he showed to battle through the difficult times and become the player that he is right now. CDL Gaming says, the way I see Liverpool City game is that I'd rather have two rivals drop 2 points rather than one rival get all three. I have to say that's exactly how I'm feeling about it. Much rather no one gets 3 points in this game. Draw all the way for me. John Hale says, please remind everyone to enjoy what our boys are doing. This is what we dream about. We are no longer sleeping. Come on, you Gunners. Nice comment there from John. And he's right. I saw someone, I think it was on X, a tweet come up after the Sheffield United game from someone. And it was just like, I don't care what happens at the end of this season or whatever happens at the end of this season, win or lose. Like, this is the most fun I've had watching Arsenal for 10, 20 years now. And I think that's so important as football fans. Yes, we all want trophies. Of course we do. It's what it's all about. But it's also about enjoying football and enjoying watching your team and loving seeing what your team is doing. And what Arsenal are doing and have been doing for the last couple of years, it's been so much fun. And it's been so good to see, because it was only a short time ago that we thought this was a million miles away. You know, Arsenal competing serially now for the title. And I know this is only the second season they've done it, but I fully expect them to do it again next season. And, you know, that's just something to really enjoy. And hopefully, fingers crossed, they can get over the line and get the trophy that they deserve. But I thought that was a good comment from John. Derek there says, hi, Charles. Thanks for the content. Have a great weekend. Thank you. Hope you have a good weekend as well. Come on, you Gunners. 3 points, please, from Irish Gooner, Liverpool. Hope you enjoy the weekend too. Derek, thank you very much for getting in touch. We've got one here from Nostradamus here. He says, hi, Charles. Thoughts on this potentially being Ramsdale's last game for us? It will be, unless there's an injury or a sending off or something like that. I think this probably will be Aaron Ramsdale's last game for us. I'd be very, very surprised if it's not. So I hope he gets a great reception today. I'm sure he will. Your team that you've gone for is Ramsdale, White, Saliba, Gabriel, Kivior, Rice, Saka, Odegaard, Kai, Trossard and Nketiah up front. You said with Smith Rowe, Nelson, Jesus, Partey and Cedric coming on in the second half. Reason behind Eddie starting is down to the fact that Brentford have three incredibly slow centre-backs and I wouldn't want to risk Martinelli starting in case he isn't fully fit for Porto. Ideally, Smith Rowe gets 30 minutes. Jesus is still not ready to start games yet and I'd rather keep Jorginho fully fit for Porto too. I'm not sure about Eddie. I think Eddie's had such little game time and when he has played, he's looked so... It just hasn't looked threatening that... Not for me. I think I'd certainly stick with Kai Havertz as a forward for now. I wouldn't want to drop Havertz back into that number eight role either at the moment, but everyone has their opinion. Scrap says, I'd love to see ESR on the left. If Kai plays in midfield, I think he can help cover his defensive lapses. Yeah, look, Smith Rowe is certainly an option on the left-hand side. Of course, it's where he broke through and was so good under Arteta. He was on the left-hand side a couple of years ago. So he's certainly an option instead of Trossard, if Martinelli doesn't make it. But I still just think Trossard's ahead of him in the pecking order right now. So as much as I wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't be bothered about it, I still think Trossard will probably get the nod. Dave from Ottawa says, I would prefer to see Gabby rested, play Jesus on the left with Kai and Trossard rotating in the centre. Saka in until match is in hand, then rest. What are your thoughts, Charles? Look, Jesus on the left is a really interesting one. I think we're going to see it more and more next season when a new striker comes in, the option of Jesus playing out wide. But I don't think so today, just because I think he looked rusty against Sheffield United. And I think if he's going to get 60 minutes, it'd be as a striker. I can't see it being as a winger where you're going to have to do even more work, potentially more, get up and down the pitch more. So I'd be very surprised on this one. But I do think Jesus as a wide option is going to be something we're going to see more and more over the next sort of 18 months or so following the summer transfer window.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, this is what Mikel Arteta has been saying ahead of this game and ahead of this huge weekend in the Premier League. Says we are third at the moment. We are competing with two of the most successful clubs in Europe in the last decade. They have set the standards that no one else has been capable of. But what we have to do is try and improve and do better than them. What I enjoy is to be fighting for big trophies in this period, and we want to do the same when it gets to May. That is our objective. It will never stop the demands and the number of points that are going to be needed. That will be so high. And it is, you know, I think Arsenal, a lot of people are kind of sleeping on Arsenal a little bit. All the talk, which is understandable, I suppose, is about Liverpool and Man City. Everyone's looking at Arsenal as kind of the also-rans, apart from Arsenal fans, of course. But I think the wider football community are looking at Arsenal as the also-rans in this title race. That might well change this weekend if Arsenal go into sort of end the weekend sitting top of the Premier League. But for now, I think everyone's expecting it to either be Liverpool or Man City who wins the title. And that's what Arsenal are competing against. And they know that's what they're competing against. They're competing against the two teams who have dominated English football for the last decade, pretty much, with Klopp and Guardiola in charge. And it's going to be very, very hard to break that status quo. Arsenal did it last season. Now, in terms of finishing above Liverpool, now they're trying to go one step further and actually finish above Manchester City as well. If they do that, it'll be a huge achievement, a monumental achievement, given the two teams they're up against and the two managers they're up against. Fingers crossed they can get that done. And with Mikel Arteta in charge, they've got a decent chance because they've got a manager who is a very, very good manager. As you can see, once again yesterday, being named the manager of the month, the seventh time he's won that award. I think since the time he won that award for the first time, I think no one else has won it three times, and yet he's won it seven times. It shows what he's doing on a consistent basis, how impressive his work is. Once again, he shares the award with his coaching staff. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see the picture that Mikel tends to do. He gets everyone involved in that. So you've got Miguel Molina there. You've got Jova, obviously, Albert, Carlos Cuesta, and Naki Kanna, the goalkeeping coach. And, you know, Mikel is very, very keen to pay credit to his team. He always is. And it didn't surprise me to see him once again with that pitch. Yes, he must be getting quite bored of doing these pitches. He's doing them so often at the moment. But rich recognition for what was a fabulous February for Arsenal. I think there was never any question who was going to be named manager of the month. Haven't seen who's got the player award yet at the moment. It'd be interesting to see who gets that. But yeah, deserved award for Mikel Arteta. Of course, Aaron Ramsdale playing today. Going to be a lot of spotlight on him, as there always is when he comes into the game. As Real Nostradamus said in his comment earlier on in the show, you know, this could well or probably will be Aaron Ramsdale's last game for Arsenal, barring any injury to David Raya or any sendings off to David Raya between now and the end of the season. Mikel was asked about if there's been any talks with Aaron Ramsdale about his future, given what's gone on at the moment. And as we're heading towards the summer with the Euros on the horizon as well, Mikel was asked in the press conference in the sort of embargoed section, what's going on with Ramsdale's future? Have you been talking about it? He says, now is the season. Now is tomorrow. Now is not. Now is what we have done today and how we can improve tomorrow. And those talks are for much after, I think, One of the toughest things is dealing with players that don't have the game time they deserve. Not only Aaron, but there are many of those. We have an unbelievable group of players. We try to be straight, explain things, be close to them and give them support. Then when they have the opportunity, they want to contribute to the team in the best possible way. That is what Aaron will want to do on Saturday. And I'm sure he will. I'm looking forward to the reception Aaron Ramsdale gets. And I'm not surprised there's been no talks with him yet about his future. That is very much something for the summer. And it will happen in the summer. No doubt about that. Ramsdale want to know what's going on. His agent want to know what's going on. I think it's very, very clear what's going on. I'd be very surprised if Aaron Ramsdale was still at Arsenal come the end of the summer transfer window. But we shall have to wait and see. But until then, he's very much an Arsenal player. He's still got a big part to play. If something does happen to David Raya, then Ramsdale's going to have to come in. And today's a really big opportunity for him to show once again what he is all about. Okay, just before we wrap things up today, Ben here has got in touch. Says, "Hi Charles, however the season ends up, I was thinking that this must be the first time since the early 2000s that Arsenal have genuinely challenged for the title two seasons in a row. I really can't think of any other seasons that we have backed up a title charge. Maybe this is a reminder of the job that Arteta has done in reinstating us as a big team. Cheers, love the video as always, Ben." Yeah, I think you're right, Ben. Thanks for your comment. I think you're right. I think basically since the Invincible season, I think 2002-2003 Arsenal should have won the league, didn't. Threw it away that season, didn't. But then they backed it up and went on and won the league in 2004. I don't think they really mounted a charge. I wouldn't look at what happened in 04-05. That wasn't really a title charge. I think it was very clear from December onwards that Chelsea were going to walk towards that title under Mourinho in his first season in charge. So basically since 2003 and then 2004, I think this is the first time Arsenal have been in the mix for the title two seasons in a row. And it does say an awful lot about the job that Mikel Arteta, not just Arteta, but what the coaching staff have done, the credit that the board deserve for putting this squad together, for what Edu deserves for putting this squad together, and just what the club deserve for getting their business in order finally and building a squad that is capable of doing this now and going two seasons in a row back to back competing for the title. And hopefully it's not just going to be two seasons in a row, and I don't think it will be, because I think they will be there next season as well competing for the title. I think they'll get better next season because of the squad they've built and because of what they're going to do in the summer and the age of this squad and the hunger of this squad. And I don't see vultures come in and picking this squad apart like they have done in previous years, which again is a great sign and shows how well Arsenal are doing, that good young players want to stay at this football club. So yeah, it's a great time to be an Arsenal fan. Hopefully they can go on and give us what we all want now, which is trophies. Fingers crossed that happens this season. This weekend could well play a very big part in that. Right, that's it from me, everyone. Thank you very much for watching. Have a great start to your Saturday. Like I said earlier, I will be at the Emirates later on today in the press box doing match coverage for Goal, so you'll be able to follow and get all the very latest updates from me on my social media. Until then, everyone, have a great Saturday. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.